So we're getting the soy that we're dealing with is the soy that I'm saying over. It's a combination from a fuyu mokaris. It's up here, up to different places, Moshe Shapiro, others. That let's start like this. How in the Chumash did we come to the present, to the Gilui that Hashem gave us, Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim? Where did it come from? The Yud Gimel Midas. Where did it come from? Where did it start from? So if you look in the Chumash, that little Chumash, but whatever. So in the Chumash, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he was getting somewhere because really Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Then he says no. Then he says, I'll send the Malach, and Hashem says no.
My
And
question
Hashem,
is,
Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Hashem agrees. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees that he's gaining progress here. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Hareini nas kvoidecha. Show me everything. I want to see kvoidecha, which pshutei seems to mean I want to see
sound like reality
the
rush.
hanhaga that you have in the world. I want to understand everything. Hashem says, I can't show you. Vayomer, it says I can't. Ani avir kol tuvi apanecha. I will pass by with everything. Bekarasi b'shem Hashem lofanecha. And I'll call out. And you have to know that I have Rachmanis the way I have it. And Vayomer Panai. You cannot see Panai. And then at the end it says that Vasirosi you will see Achoirai, but you will not see Panai. And Rashi says that when it says Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Apanecha, he says that Moshe, he showed him how Hashem was nisatif like a shliach tzibur, and he was saying the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachman. So obviously, this is one of the deepest segments of the Torah, and we're not supposed to. We don't really have a clue what's going on over here, but there's a Rambam. The Rambam says in the Marnevuchim, he says that what's panai and what's achoirai? You can't see panai, but you could see achoirai. Says panai means you can't see the actual midos of Hashem. Achoirai means the way I interact with the world. It's a covered up, it's a covered up gilui of Hashem. So this is the way we've been saying it the whole time. And the mashal that we said yesterday is a great mashal. That the true ratzon of Hashem is to be meitiv, is to just give and give. But the way it has to express itself in the world is with a give and take. It can't just be just giving. So therefore, it comes out as a little more strict. So for example, the way we said it yesterday is a great mashal. I ran it by someone today that's approved of it. So
On the
okay.
phone.
No, whatever. So what?
Phone ran
Oh no. But maybe I'm learning with him tonight, so we'll see. But the mashal is very simple, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, let's say the mashal is like a father. Father wants to give his son money. Wealthy father, he wants to give his son money. But he knows that if he just gives the son money, the son's going to end up being just being a spoiled brat. He's not going to appreciate the money. He's not going to have earned the money. He's not going to have any appreciation for it. So, and he's not gonna have any skills how to develop it further. So what he does is he offers his son a job in the company. And the son doesn't deserve the job either. So it was chesed in the first place that he gave him the job. Right? So, but why is he giving him that job? Because he wants him to get money. Okay, so you want me to get money, but my son, you can't give him the money, can't give him the money. So you offer him the job, but the job is also chesed. But now, since the way he's earning the money is through a job, there's some din involved. Because you don't show up to work, you're not getting paid. You do a bad job, you're not getting paid. And, but everyone else gets paid $50 an hour. You're going to get paid $75 an hour. You're going to get bigger bonuses. You're going to get more stuff because within the context that we created, I still can give you more, but you're not getting free money. And that last me, that's like the Tiferes. So the Mida That's the energy behind everything is I want to give you money. But you wouldn't necessarily know that just by watching what's going on. Maybe he needs someone to work for him. Maybe, he just trusts his son. The guy doesn't trust anyone. He doesn't want to hire anybody. The only guy he's willing to hire is his son. He's other, you don't know that what's it's hard to see that what's pushing everything is the desire to give him money. Maybe what's pushing everything is something else. And you can even bring a raya because well, he didn't show up to work, he doesn't get paid. I thought you want to give him money. So it's not really clear what's going on. But really what's going on is he wants to give him money. He just this is the only way he has a framework to give him money. But what happens? The son is wants to go buy a house. In order to buy the house, he needs an extra $100,000 to go make a down payment on the house. He can't earn that money in the job that he has. So what happens? He calls up the father and he says, look, Dad, we all know that this whole job is just covering over. The bottom line is you want to give me money, right? You want to give me money for free. Just you don't always have the excuse to give me money for free. But I'm telling you, I need to ask. You just give me the money for free. Because this whole thing is just a cover-up for giving me the money for free anyway. Right? So once in a while, at those moments, the father says, you know what? Here, take the 100,000, go buy that. Right? So, but you can't pull out that card all the time because that's not the system. So what's going on is Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to understand the way the world works. Moshe says, look, the way the world works is I want to give. But you're never going to see that because I didn't make the world in a way I just give and give and give. So you can't see that in this world. A human being cannot understand that because that's not the way the world's created. There's no system for that. That's panai. That's the real desire. That's the Rambam says. Panai is the midas of Hashem that we cannot see, but it's what's the driving force behind everything. Achoirai is the b'chin that's covered over. That you could see, you could fully. I can give you a full appreciation of why did I give him that raise, why did I give him that bonus. That you could understand because that's within the context of the system. So I can explain to you all that. So there's two things going on, and this is true in many, many levels. There's two systems of what Hashem is doing in the world. There's the system that we see, then there's the system that we don't see. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem says, but here's one thing: there's Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. When you utilize the Yud-Gimel-Midas-Rachamim, you can access the Panai. You can access Panai. But this is a powerful prayer. Don't pull this out every time. You're going to pull this out all the time. So the Yud-Gimel-Midas-Rachamim is the true Rachamim, unfiltered through all the systems. And that's why, I'll do with no cheshbon. When you access the Yud-Gimel-Midas, I give and give. Doesn't you're not gonna understand? It's way beyond everything, and there's no din.
So you make
now.
Sleepers and
it's like giving
us
a
buying
down
them
for free.
That's what I'm saying.
You make
It,
sleepers is us buying a house.
right. So you make slichas. The whole slichas is, and that's what Lavush says. The whole slichas is so that you could say that you're giving me this.
Get a lot of extra free ones in there.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Right. But. My mother's always angst. She goes to sleep for years. She's been going to Slichas and Shul every for she's the only lady in Shul Slichas for years, as long as I can remember. She goes to Slichas. So one time I'm like, and you can I don't know. What's the point? I'm gonna say Slichas without you going to meet us. Okay, she knows her house, she knows the whole raid over here. So I just answered your question. It can only be said with a minion because an individual doesn't have the chutzpah to access that. You have to come as part of Klal Yisrael. Hashem will not be, show that to an individual. As for Klal Yisrael, Hashem has that as a group, then you can have that chutzpah to ask for it. But caveat. Now, here is here you saw you heard what I said? I think about Mrs. Blazer, yeah, I think you did. So so now let's take it a step further. This is unbelievable. I said this last night, but now in the context it comes together. Lemaisa, so how do you access it? So Hashem says, look, I'm like a shliach tzibur, and when I act as a shliach tzibur, then I'm using the Yud Gimel Midas. What's the shliach tzibur? What does that mean? So Moshe Shapiro says that means it's like Hashem is davening. What does it mean Hashem is davening? So he tells through the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, that Hashem also davens. And what does he daven? From Brachas Davzayin, Yiratzon Shiich Eskasi,
It's a mirror of the tefillah at the Kohen Gadol, no?
So what does Hashem say? That I wish that my Rachmanos should overcome my kas. What's he saying? It's an oifen of tefillah means that Hashem is saying is that the way that the Hanhaga, I already set up a system in this world, but I can reach out from within the system in this world to the system out of this world. And it's almost like Hashem's davening to the other Hanhaga, to the other way that he runs the world, and says, I want that the Rachmanis should come, but the Rachmanis is al midaisai, the Rachmanis which is unfiltered. So the only way I can behave in this world is through the Rachmanis, my system. It's through my system. But when Hashem is mispalel, he's reaching out to higher, and he's saying that to overcome the system, to overcome the midas, and give unfiltered. And that's the midas of the Yom Kippur midas.
Is he working within the system, or he's
So
bypassing the
it's
system?
bypassing the system. But in order to bypass the system, we have to, we oh, so now you get into the Hashem Hashem. The Hashem Hashem is that the Rambam says, you know, we yell out, Vayavar Hashem al panav, Vayikra. So who called? Vayavar Hashem. Hashem passed al panav on the Pnei Moshe, Vayikra. And he called. Who called? Machlokes. Targum says it means Moshe called. Vayavar Hashem passed by and Moshe said, Hashem Hashem. The Rambam says, Vayavar Hashem al panav. Hashem passed over panav and only showed Moshe achayav. Vayikra. And he, Hashem, called. Hashem Hashem.
Yeah, no,
The Vayavar Hashem al panav. Hashem covered over panav, and he only showed Moshe achrav. He said, this is all you could see. But he said, but he called, but Hashem said, there's a way out. He called Hashem Hashem, and by saying that Hashem Hashem, like we said from the Gra, that Hashem Hashem is the introduction to the Yud Gimel Midas. And Hashem davened from the first Hashem to the second Hashem. I mean, obviously, it's not to Hashem's Chas V'Shalom. It's in other words, it's from the way that Hashem set up one system to overcome that system to be able to be knowing in the other system. And therefore, the Kriya is that we're calling out. Now, what's going to trigger the system? What's going to trigger the system is our desire to connect as much as we can. Then we have the desire to connect as much as we can. That's what triggers the system. So now we have to go through each midah. So this is like the introduction. But it's one of
Well,
the
why is Hashem down? Like, what's the purpose of it?
the point
To
is
show us or to.
Hashem's a tefillah means it's reaching out from this world to a higher place. So there's a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we could trigger the Hashem's hanhaga in this world triggers hanhaga of the other world. That's what that means.
That's how he did it. And so
And
why
therefore, that's how you do it also. You have to call on me, on the first Hashem, and say,
trigger
please be
to
Megala the second Hashem.
the same way.
Be Megala the second Hanhaga. And that's what's going on. It's deep stuff. I'm saying, I was mocked him. It's going to be deep stuff this month, but the appreciation that it brings to the what's going on, which is the highlight of the whole Slichas and the whole Yom Ra'im, the whole. The last tefillah of the whole Yom HaRoim is Hashem Hashem. The last Slichas Ni'ilah. Midas HaRachamim Aleinu is Galgali. This whole thing is this is the last thing that we end off everything with. So
How do we
powerful.
understand our great design? What's
In this sefer, there's a whole shtick on that. To be miyashin in the tefillah.
So the
But
first level of Kodesh Baruch is almost like Teva. I mean,
it's
it's
within
like
the system.
In this
it's
system.
the way the system
It's
that's
over, you know, that's like saying usually when we reach out to the Midas Rachamim of Hashem, it's like, hey, give me a better raise. Give me a raise. Give me a little promotion. It's within the system. But calling up and saying, give me a free $100,000, not when there's no system for that.
Right.
Right? So usually we try to say, look, I understand. I don't show up to work. I don't get it. You really want to give me. So there's a rachamim and there's a din, and they're fighting it out. On the one hand, I have to be within the system. Within the system, I can't give you too much more. But I really want to give you, so I'll figure out a way within the system maybe to give more. That's the way we dive in the whole year. Comes your Gimel Midas and says, forget the system. I don't know. I have a job. I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to earn money within the system. Overcome the system, because at the end, that's really what you hired me in the first place, was cover all over your desire to give.
Unconditional.
So just give it.
To point that this, it is the Hashem Hashem is part of the Gimel Midas?
No, it's still part of the Kriya that should be higher than the Gimel Midas. Because we're still saying Hashem
the
from this.
Hashem, according to this, sounds like what the Yiddish is.
It's the Anhaga that's going to be Mechayiv all the Yiddish.
There are many portions of all that Hashem Hashem.
Yeah, well, the sign says we're doing up in the
green. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, Shkar Chavoisai. I'm sorry if we got a little deep over there. What if you missed? No, okay. Every tefillah stands on its own. And obviously, it's a buildup. The point is so that you should. I saw your question. The point of the tzlichas is to get practice, is to get into it, is to build up to it. But obviously, every prayer stands on its own. Sure. It just, the more that you're in tune with it, the more you'll be able to utilize it.
So what would happen if I said the Yud-Gimel Midas without tapping into the other level of Hashem?
So now we have another question. Does just saying it give you the schos, or do you have to have kavana to do it, or is there something else? We didn't get to that. This is the 15 minutes tonight. We're going over time.
No, it
there's a few more introductory things that we have to talk about. Okay. Tomorrow night, there's no shir. And Wednesday night, unfortunately. I'm going to yes, shut. Okay.
Wow.